So today we have a special guest. He's a YouTuber, influencer, entrepreneur,
life coach,
success coach, Trend Genius Henderson.
Is that all his titles? That's a lot.
It is a lot, actually. And not only that, he's a law of attraction practitioner.
Wow. That's a mouthful.
It absolutely is. this dude wears a lot of hats. He's a Renaissance man. Basically, if you guys have ever heard of the law of attraction or if someone's ever mentioned it to you, then maybe you attracted this episode. What do you think, Ray?
I think you are. Because, you know, this guy right here, he does attract positivity. He attracts growth. He attracts
wealth.
Wealth.
People around him, the people he surrounds himself with, circumstances, situations.
Listen, it's et cetera, dot, dot, dot. I mean, it's a lot here.
So stay tuned, guys. It's going to be a good one.
Enjoy.
Enjoy. First and foremost, man, we appreciate you taking the time, especially on short notice, because I hit you up. I hit you up yesterday, basically, to be on the show today.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely appreciate you taking the time. That's definitely speaks a lot as far as your character and type of person you are. The law of attraction, man.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. The law of attraction. I've been trying to. His wife is an avid follower of it. I don't know if she lives by it, but she believes in it.
I think she does.
As much as she can,
yeah.
Okay, so for me, the law of attraction changed my life when it came out in 2007 with Rhonda Byrne. Is that when you first heard about it, the law of attraction?
Rhonda Byrne?
Yeah, with The Secret? Yeah.
Created a whole philosophy, if I'm mistaken.
Mm, got you. Well, she definitely simplified it and everything because I think she read the book, what was it? Was it Think Rich or Grow Rich that her daughter gave her? I can't remember.
Grow Rich?
Yeah. And then she came up and simplified it because she went and got all these gurus and put them all together. You put it in a way that other people, like let's say people like ourselves that are from, I'd say the black culture, you more so simplified it, made it more, you know what I mean? You basically took it and changed the verbiage on it and made it more
consumable.
Consumable, yeah.
Yeah, for people who don't ascribe to that.
Yeah, exactly. So you made it in a way that we would understand. Our people more so understand it. And you've been doing this for how many years now? How many years have you been doing this? Or practicing it?
After this year, it'll be six.
Six years, wow. And from what I've seen from your YouTube videos, you basically preached on how, hey, this is going to be basically my last, you know, one day I'm going to be living off of YouTube working for myself. And from what I understand, if my research is right, you got like 1,500 videos out? Is that correct?
Like 1,700 plus. Yeah,
that's a lot of videos. That's a lot of work.
That's like a video, or two videos a day.
Yeah, when you start treating whatever your craft is like it's work versus going to work for people that don't really treat you the way you need to be treated. When you start treating your career like work, it all adds up.
Mm.
You know,
is there times that
that's the way I approached it?
Gotcha. Was there times, I mean, because I know how it is as far as not seeing the results you want to see because you have to change your mindset. So you have to live basically from the end result. Were there times because you were living in the present that you almost wanted to throw your hands up and say, nah, you know what? It's over. Let me just go back to this 9-to-5. Let me just put my focus in that.
Yeah. At the very beginning of my whole YouTube career, man, it happened a lot because, you know, I'm a big believer in God too. So,
absolutely.
You know, I said, if this what is in my heart to do, then things is going to have to work itself out. It's going to have to revolve around me. So I sacrificed in times where I didn't even know how I would get money or whatever. And I was just doing this. Like, I just started doing this, even though I didn't even know how to pay my bills. I was just doing it. And I just kept saying to myself, well, God, you know what I'm doing. You know what I'm trying to do. You know what you put in my heart. If you can work things out for me to make these payments for these bills, for my car note and all that stuff, then help me, please, because I'm going to follow this. I'm going to do this. And believe it or not, when you step out there on that faith,
Yeah.
You will see things happen to get you to do, help you be able to do what you are created to do.
Was there any doubt in what you were doing? Like, did you ever doubt yourself and say, this is not working?
Yeah. I mean, times where nobody like was watching me, you know, no times where never had interviews and stuff like that. Like it was a lot of times, man, where I was like, am I doing this for nothing? Because it was nobody showing, but I just kept speaking.
Yeah. So basically you build the momentum. You build the momentum. Eventually you build it, they will come. You know what I'm saying? Like from that movie, what was it? The Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams,
yeah. Build it and they will eventually come. Yeah, I know how that is because you put in work into something and no one sees the bigger picture but yourself.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, no one else sees it.
But you
see the big picture. Was there times where your family members try to talk you out of it?
You know, anytime you got a vision, man, it's just like I was telling people in today's video. Anytime you got a vision, man, for some strange reason, they have a hard time supporting that, bro. It's like they don't want to say nothing about it. They don't want to mention it. You could be wanting to be the next top shelf, and nobody will acknowledge the fact that you want to be the next top shelf because it's like, I don't know. It's just like nobody supports success like they supposed to. You know, nobody want to support nobody's dreams, man. It's weird. I'm pretty sure y'all boys know that, too.
Yeah, like, trust me.
We talk about it all the time.
We talk about it all the time.
Yeah, we do. We feel that.
Yeah. It's like, it's weird, man. It's like people do not support something good that you're doing for some strange reason, bro. I don't know why.
Yeah.
The only people that have come to support it is like total strength will support what you have going on for some strange reason, bro.
Exactly.
But it's almost like if you're a Christian, right?
Yeah.
And you can, and you, let's just say you try to be a Christian, right? Mm-hmm. And you change your life, right? And
yeah.
You go to your family and say, hey, you know, I want you to change your life and become a Christian and accept Jesus as your savior. They look at you and be like, nah, I remember when you did this, you did that.
Yeah,
you know,
they call it all your faults. They call it all your faults.
You ain't that good. You know?
So they probably like, you get a bunch of like, oh, you know what, Trent, come on now. You had this get rich thing. You had that thing. Oh, remember the Amway? you had the Amway thing you wanted to do. None of that stuff worked out.
But it's a little bit of jealousy, almost in the sense where they're trying to bring you down. Like you trying to uprise, and they trying to bring you back down and keep you on their level. In a sense,
it is. Yeah, I think it's fair.
I don't really know. Sorry to cut y'all. Like I don't really know. It's a science behind it. I think it's like a mental mechanism that goes on with some people versus some people. Because I personally have never. When somebody tell me like something that they're doing, it's like a dream or goals of, I'm interested. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's like it's only a certain few select people that are like, you know, able to accept the fact that somebody has a dream or vision. But the other people, it's like, they will never acknowledge it. Like, you know?
Yeah. It's almost like they are planted in the matrix. Like they love the matrix.
Yeah.
And don't see out of it. Like you're basically speaking crazy. You know what I mean? When you speak on dreams, people look at you like, nah, you know, I'm a realist. You know, don't rock the boat. Nah, it's good. Don't rock the boat.
Like, what?
Exactly. But
you know, I'm a life coach and that's what I do outside of YouTube. You already know that.
Yes, absolutely. And you can speak on that because I want the audience to know that too. That you are a life coach. Speak on that. Speak on your services so we can direct people to you.
On that note, before you answer that question, are you a life coach and success coach, or is there a difference between being both?
Well, I'm not like, I don't put myself in a category. I just help people achieve the things that they desire or desire to have. You know, that's all. But the terminology, I guess, is like a motivational speaker, life coach. I'm just in that category where I just help people that got a goal or a dream, you know, because like I just said earlier, I know how scarce it is for people to have that support system behind them. Like, so, you know, that's how I really make my money, just helping people like outside of YouTube, you know?
Right. Was there someone that you saw that inspired you to, somebody that you wanted to like look up, like somebody that you looked up to as far as wanting to be the same as them, as far as being a motivational life coach?
I like Ralph Smart, man. I used to watch Ralph Smart. Like I used to be like a deep diver. Mm. Yeah, I used to follow him.
Oh, hey, yeah, yeah. I do watch him. I do see him. Yeah, Deep Divers. Yes, I love that guy. I love that guy. You never seen him before on YouTube?
Nah, I can't recall.
He's got great energy. He's like, show heel. And he goes like that. Something like that. Slow motion heel.
Yeah.
Oh, so you watched him.
Yeah, slow motion
is fine. Yeah.
No, I didn't have to catch that. I have to watch that.
It's like, I guess, once you, the law of attraction, once you find people on that frequency, if you look up the law of attraction, well, obviously YouTube also works with the algorithms, right? So they put that people in your search engine. So that's how basically I found you several years ago. And I was like, yo, who's this guy? I mean, you're a young guy and you were like, yo, dude, I work for myself. And I don't, you know, just the way you speak. And I'm like, because all of us have that YouTube aspiration. So, I mean, and you also have a program too, which we're going to definitely purchase and look into, because obviously we want to tap into the YouTube world.
Right. Yeah.
So definitely. So definitely. And you were speaking on that, how you, you know, your program speaks on the algorithms and how anyone can become a YouTuber in 2020, even though everything happening around the world in a pandemic, this is the perfect time, you think, to invest into YouTube.
Yep.
Why is that?
It's the perfect storm, man. It's YouTube and Google is like the biggest search engines on the internet right now. So like, you got people that will watch a YouTube video faster than they go to church, bro.
Or watch church on YouTube.
They go to YouTube faithfully. And the reason why I want to help create YouTube channels is because, like I said, I used to watch Ralph Smart, but, you know, he's a great guy, but he just didn't have any courses or nothing to help people do what he did. I wanted to do what he did, but I had to learn. And, YouTube, they literally help you be successful. Like, you cannot beat that. Like, they help you. They give you all the tools that you need in order for you to succeed. Like, you cannot go wrong on YouTube.
Really?
Only way you're going to fail on YouTube is if you just don't show up, if you just don't make video.
Gotcha.
Other than that, dude, it's free. You don't have to pay for anything.
That's true. Only
thing you have to do is show up and just make videos and just be making money just like that.
You know what I appreciate about that? What you just said? What? Persistence. Consistency.
Yeah, it is consistency.
And put in the work, you know?
I mean, so, but basically, it's like, okay, so do you have to have any type of following to start? Or you're saying, let's say with your course and the tools that YouTube gives, you don't have to have, you can start from zero. Not even saying, hey, my friends, subscribe, because a lot of people do that. But like you said, with family, that it's flaky. It's like, oh, they basically will maybe subscribe, but they're not going to watch that video. And you need those certain minutes to build, and also for the algorithm for your search, for you to boost up in the search engine. So with your course, you don't need any of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely a secret behind there's a method to the madness behind YouTube, and I figured that out through the years. So like I said, for all the people that I've coached on a YouTube course or whatever, man, they could blow up faster. You know, they could blow. Some people I've seen blow up in 2 months. Some people I've seen channels blow up in a month. You know, it just depends on your charm, your charisma, your message. Man, you can easily blow up on YouTube like faster than 3 years. Like, I know a girl she uploaded one video and got 1.2 million like views and a million subscribers that same day.
Whoa.
Wow. That's amazing.
Wow. Yeah.
It's a paradox, and it's random. It's random. Like, it is. The algorithm hits you based on the information that I give you. If it hits you, it just hits you, bro. You just, your channel just blow up like overnight.
Wow.
You know, type of stuff.
Gotcha.
Where did you get the, not the idea, but where did you figure out that you wanted to help people? Like, because, I mean, I know it helps you at the same time, but at the same time, I can tell you truly want to help people. So where did you get that from? Was that something you seen from your parents or family?
Just seeing how, like I said, just seeing how people that want to have goals for their life and dreams, man, how they don't have no support. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And just seeing ways that people can improve, but they just not doing it right. And you're like, yo, I can tell them how to do that right. But it's 'cause they're not doing it right. And you just like, you know, they ate at me for years. Just like, I'm just looking around and like a lot of people that I consider like they slow as hell. Like, why are you doing it? Like, why are you thinking like that? You know, and I just was like, it was irking me, you know, to see some people's ways of thinking, yeah. You know, and I'm like, yo, I want to do brain surgery. Like, I want to do brain surgery. I want to change people's ways of thinking because they got it backwards, dude. Like,
yeah. Right.
You know, Jesus didn't tell you to work 9 to 5 for like $9 an hour. He did not tell you to do that.
Yeah, he did say, if you knock, the door will open. If you seek, you shall find. If you believe, yeah, you know what I mean? So he spoke on the secret. He spoke on the law of attraction. It's in the text.
Yeah.
It's in the text. Yeah, because people, a lot of people think, oh, you know, that's some occult stuff. And I'm like, nah, man, if you read the Bible and understand it, it's all here. It has to do with feeling. It has to do, if you believe it, you see it. It, you can obtain it.
It's easy. Yep, that's it.
So what is your background as far as, you said you went to church, and like, did you go to church all the time, or was it?
Yeah, I'm a black kid, so you know I went to church.
I'm a black kid. See?
Yeah, bro.
But now I would say you're more so spiritual. Once you get out of the, I think church is more so civilization. It kind of puts you in a, I wouldn't say systemic, but it kind of makes you kind of like,
what?
I don't want to say a slave to it, but it's.
Why? Why do you say that?
Because it makes you follow orders more. You know what I mean? Fearful, yeah. It makes you fearful. It almost makes you follow certain things because you don't want to offend God. You know what I mean? Like, oh, don't do this. Stay in this line. Don't ask question this. Oh, accept this. Accept the hand me downs. You know, it's almost like a slave mentality.
But what about going to church because you want to be around people who believe what you believe?
Yeah, but there's a hypocrisy in that as well. I think there's a hypocrisy.
It is, dude.
You ever go there and you're like, I'm not all churches, but a lot of them are like, it's a click. Or there's a lot of fakeness in it. Like, they're good on Sundays, but the rest of the week, they you know what I mean? They're evil.
But some people like that. I mean, I it's not for everybody. It's like saying, like, why you a Lakers fan versus you being a Clippers fan. You like, it's something you like.
Yeah, it's something you like. Yeah. I just think there's something.
You feel good there. What if it's about what you feel.
Right.
I think it's a sense of control when it comes to certain things.
There may
because it was used to control the damn slaves. So, you know what I mean?
So you saying it's bad to go to church?
I'm saying there's a church on every corner in the hood, and there's a liquor store right across from it. Hand in hand, bro. They go hand in hand. Right. Hallelujah, Jesus, while you go and get that discount on that damn malt liquor. Yeah.
Yep.
But the church don't control the liquor stores.
Nah, they don't, but I'm saying they go hand in hand, bro. They make sure that it's in the hood. Yo, they make sure Jesus and not his wine. Look, you don't get the wine, but you get the malt liquor and stuff right across the street. Look, we ran out of wine, bro, but hey, if you guys go across that street, get that malt liquor. Yeah.
Yeah. So Trent, hey, how do you define success?
Success is forward progress. If you make progress every single day with your life and you try to be better today than you was yesterday, you becoming successful. Slowly but surely, you'll become more and more successful.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
A lot of people don't want to make forward progress, and they just stay stagnant. Yeah, they don't become successful. But if you continue to want to evolve, like say you get a nice house or whatever, and it's like a dream house, and then you stay in that house for about a year, you're like, oh, I want something better. Then you get another house, and then you just keep getting more house. Then you're like, okay, I want to have a couple of houses. Then you get a couple of houses. Then you start making money out there. You're like, oh, no, I don't want just a couple of houses. I want a skyscraper. Then you get a skyscraper. Then you get nuts. I don't want one skyscraper. I want another skyscraper in this city. That's how you become successful. It's just like you gotta constantly have the mindset to make forward progress. And that's it. That's really what it is.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, because a lot of people, that's what I was speaking on, a lot of people's, and what I was saying on the church, there's a thing, there's one thing with gratitude, that's fine, but complacent, they want you to be complacent in certain things, but give tithes.
You sound like you have some church hurt.
I don't have church hurt. Yeah.
That's what it sound like to me.
This dude, man, this ain't no help. It
sound like some grievances,
bro,
over
this
here.
Ain't about me, bruh. this ain't about me. This dude trying to have a moment. Nah, you're going to have a moment. I'm just saying. Because, yo, gratitude, the whole thing with the secret, and I'm trying to get this brother onto it, is the law of attraction, is the gratitude. But we can be grateful for what we have, but like you said, seek more. because it just goes with growth. It just goes with moving forward with success. Because let's say, okay, where you were at with your mind, let's say 10 years ago, you needed a house. So any mm-hmm. house would do. But now your family's grown. So is it wrong to want a bigger house to put a family member in each room because your family grew bigger? You know what I mean? You see what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah.
So it's like your mind and you're constantly progressing.
Constantly progressing. That's it. That's what success really is, bro. It's constantly progressing and becoming better Friday than you were Thursday. It's simple. It's very simple. It's not as difficult as a lot of people sound. But, you know, like I said, I talk to a lot of people that's like, oh, man, I can't wait to reach my goal. But I'm like, dude, don't you know, bro, you already doing it. You mm-hmm. living it, dog. Every day you making a new song, bro. Yeah, you already doing it. You building up your catalog. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Can someone turn on the AC up in here? It's getting hot up in here. Can someone turn on the AC up in here? It's getting hot in here.
You talking about your videos, bro?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
My man.
Hey, it is hot, though.
I know. Dude, it's hot up in here right now. I'm about to turn on the AC. How long does it usually take?
It's getting warmed up, bro. It's like 80 degrees out here.
Oh, 80? We stay hot over here. But today was cool.
Today was actually
pretty cool. We got some cool weather. It won't last long in Florida. It's humid. I don't know what your weather is over there, but we get humid here.
Because y'all stay near that water, that humidity coming off that water.
Oh, right, right. That probably makes sense. I didn't even think about that. Exactly. How long, okay, so with your clients and everything, with the law of attraction, how long does it take for you to break them out of their mindset?
Well, you know, everybody's mind works different. But it's like reading a book, like how you know, it's like you're looking for something in this book, and then you finally get the perfect book that like ignites that light bulb in your head. You're like, oh, that's what I was looking for, but you already knew it. So what I do is, you know, as a life coach, what I do is basically listen to people and then repeat what they said.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, because they're basically looking for confirmation for the way they think, because nobody's around them to let them know that their own unique way of thinking is right. Mm. Okay, so as a coach, my job is to do is to listen, and that's what a lot of people just want you to do half of the time. Just listen to them. Just listen to what people have to say versus like talking about what you have going on in your life. We live in a world nowadays where, you know, it's too many egotistical people. Everybody want to be in the spotlight, but nobody's actually listening to the next person, you know. Mm-hmm. But if you just sit and just listen to people, you, man, that person will grow to like you. That's what our world lacks nowadays. It's like people who can actually sympathize with other people or listen, you know, or tap in or tune in to somebody. And so, like I said, everybody minds work different, but usually when I do my technique of coaching, which is like repeating things back to people, they get it right. First call, they get it. You know what I mean? And, that's all you really have to do.
You're repeating, coach people, man.
Just listen
to them. But you're repeating like, the self-doubt that they may be saying. You're not repeating basically anything good they're saying. You're basically letting them hear the negative stuff they say about themselves or their ideas or what if this happens? What if that happens? So you're basically all the self-doubt you're repeating to them, not the affirmations. You're not giving them affirmations at first, I'm saying.
No, I'm not. What I'm doing is I'm excluding all of the things that they were told were wrong about them.
Okay.
I'm excluding that. And what I do, like psychologically, help them to know that the way they feel what's going on in their life is right. That's the right way. I mean, that's the right way because, man, a lot of people have a hard time in believing in themselves.
Yep.
Like what they, hard time believing that what they say is right, the decisions that they make is right, what they wear is right. You know, most people are like, no, I can't wear this around my friends because they won't like me, or I can't wear this because it makes me look like a $2 hoe, or I can't wear this hat because, you know, just because everybody's gonna think that I'm on a Lakers bandwagon. But you have to let people know, like, do you, bro? Like, yeah, that's right. Like, that's right. That's right. You don't need that person in your life. That person left your life. They don't deserve you.
Gotcha.
And they're like, yeah, you know, you don't deserve me because I did everything right. Mm, you get right. what I'm saying? Did it make any sense?
Yeah, it made perfect sense.
Yeah, so
basically,
like, it's basically like reverse psychology.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
Have you always been a confident person, though? Have you always been confident? Because you seem pretty confident in yourself.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Right.
It took a lot for me to be able to even speak on the camera. It took a lot for me to be confident. That was one of the biggest problems that kept me back from making forward progress, which is called success. That was one of the biggest things, because I was like, I just like I said, I was always like, what do people think about me if I go out here and I'm on and I create my own podcast and start doing interviews?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what are they going to think about me? I can't do that, man. That's too weird. You know what I mean? You know, what if, you know, like some, like I got a lot of music artists, like, you know, that go through that phase of being shy and timid and not having confidence. Like, what if I make a song talking about all my problems and my family and shit? Like, what are they going to think about me? They're not going to let, you know, dude, make the song. That's a part of the whole process. Your story is your testimony, dude.
Exactly. The beauty of that is that it's so simple,
yeah.
you know, but it's so real. And everybody goes through that. You know this, but you need someone like to tell you this, to remind you that you have to believe in yourself like you did for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you just got to have that person.
Right.
Yeah. And it's beautiful that you're able to put that in a way that people can accept it and listen to what you're saying, and I guess for it to start working.
Mm. So let's say, who do you surround yourself with? Like, I was gonna say, I know you use the law of attraction, right? So do you attract your friends? Do you put the energy out there to what you want to attract, or you just let, sometimes you just let, because you have momentum build up, you let it all fall into place?
Yeah, once you dive into a different lifestyle, like manifestations and stuff like that, you have to move different. You move different. You know what I mean? You don't necessarily do what the world do. You don't even move like everybody else moves. So like everything that happens, it happens for a reason. But you have to know how to put that puzzle into the right spot. You know what I mean? Like a person that comes into your life, like a person that comes in, if you truly believe in attraction and manifestation, don't nothing happen by mistake. So what you do is every person that comes in your life or every circumstance that happens, you have to think, what does this mean? You know, and once you, usually your intuition will tell you, right, if you're on the right track. And once you figure out what that circumstance or, you know, why this person came into your life, you'll figure out, like, man, she's just trying to holler, man. She ain't really need no help, man. She's just trying to holler. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
you know how to treat
that. Hey, on that note, how many clients do you have that are men versus female?
Oh, man, it's like even. It's like even. Like, my channel is 50-50, bro. It's like even. Okay. But at first, it was women. It was women than men because, you know, it ain't a lot of men like us that's on that frequency, bro.
Gotcha.
But it's usually women. You know, women that, like, just trying to get their stuff together, man, and trying to be successful. Because, and I think that's because, like I said, the world, the society that we live in, man, most women, they belittle a lot. They hit glass windows and, you know, they get beat up a lot, you know, not physically, but like just, you know, emotionally. So those are the ones that's like seeking confidence, you know, women with low self-esteem because, you know, how they're growing up, like taking care of the kids, the boy and the girl, you know, and then taking on the behavior of a man and then get to a point you can't even attract a man because you have to raise a little boy and a little girl. So you forget your feminine side. And it's like a lot of confusion for a lot of women who trying to get back on the right track. And so women tend to reach out a little bit more than men, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then women seem to support more, too. I mean, they're ride or die, man. Like, Women ride or die when you get them when you get them to follow you. They right. they're like, you know. I mean, look at R. Kelly before they turned on R. Kelly. But
why are you going there?
I'm just saying R. Kelly had a strong woman, but you know what I mean. Following until it
this
turned
is a
out.
Positive show.
It is positive. Speaking on positive, that's what I'm touch on too, man. Dude, I look at your I look at your page and I'm like, dude, this dude got like 100% like likes.
Yeah,
like I don't ever see like no one put a down. And you know, that's a testament to who you are. Like, people are obviously loving what you're doing, that you barely get any thumbs down, any dislikes, which is rare.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one girl out there probably that just put that one dislike on it because she still can't get over the past, you know?
I told you, they when they committed it, yo, I told you, they ride with you.
Yeah,
hey, hardcore.
That's okay. We're going to change it. We're going to change it tonight, though.
We're going to change it tonight. Good luck with that.
Positive.
Oh, yeah, we all put our
positivity. Yes.
Put our thoughts together, yo. We might end up doing that. Shoot, nah, tell me what her name is, dude. I'll report it
to
YouTube.
No, we're not calling out any names.
I mean, tell me off air what her name is. I'll report it to YouTube, yo. No. Hey, I'll be like, yo, she's harassment.
No, we not doing that.
So I was going to ask you, how is that anyway? How's the love life for someone that's a YouTuber like yourself, that's successful and you constantly, I know it's time consuming, bro. Because you're dropping videos, like you're dropping multiple videos each day. So how do you, what does your love life look like? Do you have time for love? Is there love? Shoot, for all we know, you know.
He got time for love. He's got freedom.
No, he's passionate, bro. He's moving forward. He's putting, he's on that Jay-Z level, bro. He's trying to, he's trying to get that Rockefeller money, man.
Hey, that jiggle power, come out with a software program like something like that, make $1 billion.
There you go.
Yeah, but hey, you know what, man? I honestly, bro, I'm humble, bro. I don't go around letting everybody know like what my career is, bro, not unless they ask me.
Right.
I talk to females. I used to be married.
Oh really?
I try not to even. I don't throw my work up in girls' faces or nothing, because most of them, I know how they're gonna start looking at that. You know what I'm saying? So I just try to act and average as I can, bro. Because when you do something like y'all do the show, if you do a show, if you do something in entertainment, if you in the industry or if you're on YouTube or whatever, man, people tend to dehumanize you when they figure out that you do something peculiar or special. Like, they will dehumanize you. They will treat you totally different from they treat the average guy or woman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All like, because
like how you got
a little bit of,
how would they how would they treat you as far as different wise when you say dehumanize? Do they treat you on a level like always wanting something, money, or they just, how would you describe that?
Cause I you can't use me. You can't use me because I'm awakened. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
So, you can you can't just come out and just ask me to get your hair done, your nails done, and everything. So like it ain't gonna work like that.
Right.
So they expect it. So they expect it. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Right. So they most of the time they probably thinking behind closed doors like, damn, how should I approach this? He talking about energy, consciousness, self-realization, psychology, motivate. Like, come on, that ain't typical for a black dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, it's definitely different.
Yeah, they're like, damn, you talking about all this stuff, the consciousness, like energy, and all I want is my hair did.
They probably on their phone right now.
How do I get that 200? How do I get that 200 to get my hair did? Oh.
What's he talking about? Why don't you just be quiet and pay for my
hair? All right. God damn it. Can you just put the consciousness away for a night and let's talk about this hair? How do you, to attract the right person, and it might be hard. It's hard because obviously we live in a materialized world where, hey, have you seen the social dilemma where everything is it's a small gratification right now. We need this right now. It's short-lived, and it's not even when it's all said and done, it leads to depression because it's small gratification, man. It's not even There's no substance. There's no substance behind it.
Yeah, man. You got people out here. They buying. They people will pay to be put on blast just to get attention. Social media syndrome. I used to have social media syndrome on MySpace. Y'all remember MySpace, man? You make your page, got your music with everything,
yeah,
man.
My God. Yeah.
that was the bomb back in the day. Who didn't want to be on MySpace?
They grabbed that from Black. They grabbed that from Black Planet and me. Remember Black Planet? They grabbed that from Black Planet. That's what they. That's what.
But everybody is going. You know, imitation. I mean,
yeah. I think Black Planet was the beginning. It was the beginning. Black Planet.
It was the jump.
Yes, it was, sir. I was like, hey, yo, that was yo. Black Planet was the first Facebook. Gosh damn it. So for something like Raymond that is, you know, not a true believer in the law of attraction or doesn't understand it but is willing to, wanting to learn, what exercise would you give them to prove the law of attraction work? Let's say, like, you say, okay, do this for a week. If I'm a client and you're like, I'm gonna prove to you the law of attraction works. Let's do this exercise, like whether it's attracting a cup of coffee. Or I've seen one of your videos where you can attract a certain text message from someone. What exercise would you give the listeners, as well as Raymond? Because I want this dude to try one of your stuff to prove that it works within like a week's time or something, depending on his energy and his belief. I think it would be cool. Yeah.
I would say it's like you said earlier. I would just basically tell Raymond like, dude, if you just practice gratitude, you'll see results. Like, gratitude. What I mean is holding the door open for somebody. Calling somebody who you haven't talked to in a long time. Just creating gratitude. Creating gratitude, like, in everything you do. Like, if you get, like, tomatoes on your hamburger when you know you don't eat tomatoes, instead of going back and blanking on the person that took the order, you just go back and just say, hey, I like tomatoes, even though you don't. I like tomatoes, but I didn't
want them today. Yeah. Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, that's definitely a beautiful way to go about it. Damn.
I think I kind of already had that a little bit, though, as far as, but I just didn't know. I didn't think it was called, I do kind of have those, like, for instance, he says he's humble, right?
Yeah.
I definitely believe in being humble, being thankful, being gracious.
Yeah.
I definitely believe in being kind. I definitely believe in, as far as the way he handled about the sandwich, about if you ordered a sandwich and you didn't want tomatoes on that, you just go in there and say, hey, you know, I like tomatoes, but not today. Or, you know, I do.
So you go, I mean, all right. So you have a great humbleness to you and meekness and kindness.
I do, because that's kind of like how I was raised.
No, which is awesome.
Yeah,
but what I want you to do from learning from my man over here is how to use that energy to project you. Like, instance for this podcast, to use that energy to project this podcast into the stratosphere. You see what I'm saying? To use that to direct your energy, not just keep it as, you know, I'm a good person. But how do you use that gratitude for your advantage? Without sounding evil.
I think you're sounding evil. I think you sound more focused.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How do you focus that? Yeah, so I want you to try to focus that energy to attract what you want.
You want it to be laser focused versus it being a scatter.
Well, yeah, just scatter and just think you don't have control of what you're doing.
Right.
Or attracting.
I got you.
So that's what I'm trying to make you.
Well, look, the thing about it is, though, when you do create that gratitude, energy, and you just practice that for like 3 days. I'll say give it 3 days, bro. Uh-huh. If you practice that for like 3 days, the way you really use it is to challenge. Once you start creating gratitude or acts of gratitude, you're gonna feel a totally different energy come over you.
Right.
Okay. You're gonna feel a totally different spirit come over you. And it's gonna be an energy that makes you feel like everything is working for you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, once you feel that different energy come over you, that vibration, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yes, it's just like watering a plant. You know what I mean? It's like you fill that bucket of water up with water. All right. But even though you got a bucket of water, all this good energy, vibration flowing like water, you gotta pour it into the plant. When you pour it into the plant, then you'll see the plant grow.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
Do you recommend like a vision board?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cutting out stuff out of a magazine and books and stuff like that. Yeah, man, that works for a lot of people, bro. Right. A lot of people, man.
Did a method work for you more?
I know like a dozen people who I can just name off the top of my head who got incredible vision boards, and like half of the stuff they posted on that board, yeah, they already got it, bro. Mm. There's something strange about that vision board.
Gotcha. So you're more so, I mean, is it your mindset that you don't need that as far as you're focused? Your visualization is stronger that you don't need a vision board?
Maybe. I'm not really 100% sure why.
But you visualize.
Yeah. I'm good at visualizing. We, you know, visionary. You know, gotcha. If you're a visionary, you really kind of just come, you know, draw off your inspiration that comes to you off the top of your head.
Gotcha. You know? So let's say, okay, visualization. Okay, let's say Trent wakes up in the morning. What's your routine?
Man, I wake up in the morning. The first thing I do is create gratitude. Like, I start creating. I put music on, mm-hmm, that, you know, I listen to. I start talking to myself, talking to my spirit, putting myself up. It's going to be a good day. Because when you wake up in the morning, man, you got the devil right there waiting on you as soon as you wake up, bro. Like,
preach.
Trying to get you to think stuff about you. Like, yeah, we're going to take it back to church, though.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can I get a witness? Yeah.
The church you don't want to be in.
He said the devil. Okay. Get up.
Look at the mirror. And you say this, I'm the best,
Preacher always sound like you choking. My bad. Good, man. I'll let you go. So, yeah, you talk about the devil's always trying to bring you down, God. You wake up in the morning, God. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's like, you know, you got to wake up with that enthusiasm to motivate yourself. Otherwise, that's how your day is going to end the way you start. It's right. Going to end the way you
start. Wow.
So, like, nowadays, man, most people, the first thing they do is get up in the morning and grab their cell phone and check messages and check social media. But you know what I mean? That's cool, but you got to be able to reciprocate that with like gratitude by talking to yourself, telling yourself how you're going to have a great day. I'm going to have a powerful day. Powerful. I mean, I'm a queen. I'm a king. I'm going to make money today. You got to just say all these affirmations to yourself for about 10 minutes. But after that, you ready. You ready to go.
Wow. So it's basically you speaking out into the ether, and you're telling yourself what you're trying to speak out, and you're visualizing how your day is going to be, and you're focusing on making it that way.
In a sense, I think, because I know with the law of attraction, it's you're not making it that way. You're only taking responsibility on what you can control, which is your thoughts and your feelings, and you trusting in your universe to bring that about to you.
Reciprocate it to you.
Yeah, because it's like a frequency. You're raising your frequency, right, and you're attracting everything on that level.
Okay.
So the beauty of with the law of attraction is you have a goal, right? So you have a goal, but you don't need to focus on how you achieve that goal. You leave the trust.
Right. Don't focus on how you achieve it. Yeah, you're right.
You let the universe and everything bring it to you. So basically, you have the goal. Yep. Like you said, you start with a gratitude, you start with gratitude and everything, and then you start with whatever you want to achieve. But because you have that gratitude, you switch it because you're already there. So it's almost like you're not psyching yourself out, because I know the universe or your mind can't determine what's now and what's real and what's not. Your mind only believes whatever you tell it, your subconscious.
Right.
So you got to train your subconscious, right, to actually believe that there's no time and space. Right, so to believe it's now.
Right.
So, so basically, that's so you'll attract it. But basically, if you focus on having it now, so you start with gratitude. My bad. You start with gratitude, and you get real that frequency. Now that you have, you mention everything you have. Now you can focus on what you want, acting like you already have it because you already have that frequency of having. Uh-huh. So now you say, okay, now I want this. This multi-billion-dollar podcast, because you already gave thanks for the house, for your clothes, for your hat, things that are that you already have, right? So you already have that frequency,
right?
And then the universe will.
So what do you do when a person does this, right? But they're still having a crappy day. Nothing is going right. The week has been.
But I don't think they have crappy days.
How do you know?
Because I think they have.
How do you know?
They have hiccups. They have moments, but they don't have. Because, like he said, you see things differently.
So it's all about the perception.
It is a perception. Like he said, like you deal with. It's not to say your life's going to be perfect.
So you're saying people don't have bad days when this happens, when you ascribe to the law of attraction.
Well, what would you say?
There's no such thing as a bad day. Everything happens for a reason, for your own good.
Okay.
You know, but most people program to think into when something go wrong. People are programmed to think the world is against me. Mm. Like the world is against me. Like it's actually everything is happening for your good. I mean, the moon is going to come out in a couple of hours.
Yeah.
The sun was earlier. That's dark. That's light. Mm. Are they different? Yes. Is it negative? If one appear negative, yes, the darkness does appear like darkness. And the sun does appear like positive energy. Both working for our own good. You see what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Right.
So as a person, you are supposed to see and perceive that everything negative, if it wasn't intentionally meant to happen for you, and it just happened, everything positive, it all happens for you. We live in a world where it's duality. There's hot, there's cold, there's boy, there's girl, there's good, there's bad, there's sun, there's moon. You know, everything is, there's an opposite to everything.
Right.
But once you can figure out, it takes you to flip that battery around to the negative side and one to the positive side. That's what clicks you and make you work. But you have to get your mindset out of the programming to think of thinking that everything bad is happening against you, but it's not happening against you. It's happening for you, but it's happening in a way that you understand it, because the universe has more intelligence than we do. We don't understand it, but it's all happening for your own benefit.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Can you speak on an experience where you had all this, something bad happen and you didn't realize it because you were stuck in, you know, being, oh, shucks, this is happening to me, and not realizing it was for your good, and speak on how it worked out for your good. If there's one experience you can speak on.
Yeah, absolutely. Like when I was wanting to get out of my 9-to-5 at work, I was meditating on my business so hard that I would go to work and it would be impregnated in my mind. Like I wasn't saying that I didn't want to be there, but my energy probably projected it around to the whole work environment that I didn't want to be there.
Right.
So I began to get intuitive thoughts come to my mind that will say, no, if you don't leave, you're going to get fired. Right. I'm just like, and I started to sense like my boss, I could start to sense like even my boss begin to get jealous of me. Like, I don't know why. Wow. He wasn't really showing it, but his energy was basically showing me like that he don't like me no more. Like all of a sudden, but I knew why, because I'm metaphysical. So, and I know how the universe talk and stuff like that. So I knew that it was because I was putting out an energy that I didn't want to be there, but I was there anyway. And you know, people can't stand that, bro. People can sense things, you know, and people know things unconsciously. So what happened was the more I kept showing work, this feeling just grew. Like, it just grew and grew and grew and grew and grew. It just bubbled up and bubbled up. I knew I was going to get fired eventually because I wasn't going to leave this job. This job was too good to me.
Oh,
so
wow.
I just didn't know. I just was testing the universe. I'm like, well,
yeah,
man, if they fire me, they can just fire me for no reason. Okay, so one day my boss said, come into my office. I knew there was a time right there. I knew there was a time.
He's dead man walking.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, man.
Boy, I was going to the electric chair that day.
Mr. Henderson, can you come to the office, please?
Yeah.
Yeah, there in Green. I was just telling, I was walking to the, I was telling people Bob, I was going to his office.
All right. Hey, peace.
You ain't going to see me, boss. You ain't going to see me no more, boss.
You can fire on your day off, Craig.
But when that happened, you were scared as hell, I'm sure. Being fired, I'm sure you were scared as hell, or you were just ready for it. You were like, okay, I'm going to jump on this YouTube thing, give it 180%.
I knew it was happening for a reason, bro. Like, it's weird, bro. Like, it's. I knew it was all going to happen, bro. And he said to me, he said, you know what? I ain't going to fire you, but I'm going to give you 2 weeks to find somewhere else to go.
Mm.
And I was just like, thank you so much. But he didn't understand why I was saying thank you. You know what I mean? But I was saying thank you because I didn't know how to quit. You know what I mean? But I already knew what the destiny was. I already knew what I was going to do. You know what I mean? Or what I was already doing. And I knew why it was all happening.
Gotcha.
So
That's powerful.
That's a right there. That's how, like, that's what I always try to tell people. Like, dog, when you aspire to do something and you see like things around you breaking apart or relationships falling apart, you see your job start to not like you no more or whatever. That's because you are wanting to be somewhere else. So the universe is going to start taking over your life and start getting rid of stuff because you can't do it on your own. And a lot of people wonder why, like, oh man, why he break up with me? Why he break up with me? Because you kept complaining he didn't have no money. He couldn't take you out. You want somebody that can take you out or whatever the case may be, right? But you didn't know how to tell him that you didn't want to be with him no more because you're too nice. Wow. So the universe just does all these things. Like, the universe actually works for us, like I say, through positive things and negative things. So I knew that that negative situation of me potentially being fired, that was like my catapult. That was like my catapult into going into my path that I'm on right now.
Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. Right. So you knew that. I mean, but you knew it was with. Oh, another situation. Go ahead. I'm going to interrupt you. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'll get you back.
I got you. Yeah, I want to tell people this too out there, but I love my mama to death, love both my parents. I'm cool with both sides of my family and everything. But you know, it was just tough times in my life. It was just tough times in my life for me, my mama, just my family or whatever. But I remember one time my mama kicked me out the house, bro. Like, my mama kicked me out the house. She knew what I was doing and everything, like as far as like vlogging and making videos. But my mama kicked me out the house because it was just hard times for us, period. You know what I mean? But like that situation is the reason why I travel around the whole United States now, because after that day I never came back home until COVID just recently. But like, she don't know, but she actually shot me into a different level, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, if you're able to perceive negative things happening as something positive, you will always score off of that. You will always score, you know. And so you know, most people, man, most people's whole mentality is to react negative to things that happen. But if you just act positive to it and you try to figure out why did it happen and you find that silver lining, you will see that the universe is trying to help you get somewhere that you really want to be. That's why it happens.
Right. Dude, I love the fact that you spoke on the way you simplified it. Like, you didn't know how to quit, but the universe knew, hey, I'll make it easy for you to leave this job because I'm going to make the job harder for you, and I'm gonna make your boss and them feel jealous of you. And it worked out that way, that which is crazy, because I didn't even think of it from that perspective, that you never leave because we have a fear of change, in a sense. Or how do we not change but
move on?
Or how do we, it's almost like we're trained to not break someone's heart, even if it's your job. You're like, how do I not disappoint the job and say, hey, I got bigger goals? Because they count on you, so you're trained almost to put the job, even though it's just a job, put it before your dreams. Like,
because back in the day, you know, if you think about back in the day, parents or our grandfathers would work jobs for 35 years, and retire. You know, and that's just how it was at one time. And the new age is a little bit different, but back that's how we were kind of trained. You know, people work long. 35 years, 40 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's that too. But and speaking on being kicked out of the house, we were just talking about that. We had a thing before. I'd be like, my mom kicked us out. My mom kicked me out. She was like, oh, you give me the drawers too. We'd be like, she'd be like, give me I had pre-kicked out. It's like, you know, my mom was like, oh, you feeling yourself? She'd be like, grab your bag, you know, you try to leave, grab your bag, put your clothes in there. And she'd be like, no, those are my clothes. I bought them clothes for you. I'm like, damn, mom. And she'd be like, and them drawers too. Come on, mom. she'd be like, basically try to strip you before you leave. Like, mom, you want these damn sweaty drawers? I pay for them, right? black moms don't play. Black women don't play.
Soon as you do something wrong, mom will be like, don't make me take them $200 Jordans back.
we weren't getting that in our house. We weren't getting no Jordans.
Oh, really?
No shoes in our house.
Jordans. Mom did it. She was like, I grew up in a single parent household, and my mom did it, dude. Like you said, she wore both energies. She was the man, the male figure, and the mother nurturing what she wanted to be. So it was like, it was different. It was weird for us. You know, it was like Jekyll and Hyde. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, wow. I'm going to love you, but mom, do I give you a hug now, or are you dad now? Get the hell away from me, boy. You know what I mean? So it was that, dealing with that. But, you know, she's a, you know, black woman, powerful, wonderful. But
that's good, man. That's good.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, we all need that strong, whether it's tough love or not. It's hard because the circumstances you grow up with, you have to. What I've learned, too, from the law of attraction.
Your mom, you got a real good relationship with your mom and father.
Yeah, well, my father, it's estranged. You know, we talk here and there, but my stepdad, yeah, we're wonderful. My real father, my biological, it's a little estranged. But I understand as far as now, when you grow up, you're like, okay, now I know why they didn't work together. You're like, would I have been better if they were together, or would they have been at odds and I would have seen that growing up versus being in a single parent household and I didn't see any arguments and fights.
Right.
And seeing the make-believe of being a happy family or happy couple. So it worked, like you said, it works for your benefit. And what I've learned, too, from the law of attraction is when you forgive, even if you don't have to forgive the person per se and call them up, but if you just say it out and forgive them, you let that energy go.
Right.
So the negative thing does not live within you anymore. And harness you and keep you back and down because you have this grudges. Resentment.
Yeah.
Yeah, grudge.
Resentment, like you said, resentment. As well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly, dude. We yeah, it's funny because we had a third person on the show and things didn't work out, but yeah, dude, I was having it's so crazy. Like how you say how when it's lined up for success, it's weird, but we had something good going. And then all of a sudden, it's just negative. Like, it was the hardest rough. Like, it was, everything was going good, and the rough was coming for no reason, right? Like, everything was working out.
Where's Kate for the hug for Reggie? Reggie needs a hug right now.
I don't need no damn hug, bro. I don't need no damn hug. I'm saying, like, the universe saw that, and I felt it within me, bro. Like,
okay.
I felt it within me that the person being on the show was holding me back from what this podcast could be. But in the past, I've brought people along that, and I've lost out on things because I've sacrificed, like, okay, I'm gonna bring you along because that's who I am. Even though I know in the back of my mind, I'm messing my opportunity up because I know I can't go where I need to go with you on the journey with me. See what I'm saying? Have you been in situations like that? You're like, damn, I want to bring you along, you know? But, you know, certain people can't be on that same path as you because they're going to hold you back because of their mindset and their beliefs. So that's what it was for me. So, yeah, when I got Raymond, everything changed because this dude's energy. And I know you said you're metaphysics, right. So you can read people's vibe and energy. I'm an empath, so I can read it as well. Dude, I sounded like Will Smith just now, didn't I?
You sounded like somebody.
I sounded like Will Smith just now, didn't I? So I could read it as well. You know what I'm saying? So when I talked to Phil, so I can read people's energy and stuff. I'm sure that's what you spoke on that too. You can read people's energy. Once you're awake, you can read what people's intentions are. So I was able to do that with this guy, but
yeah.
What because like I said, I am gonna purchase your stuff because we are gonna purchase your stuff.
Yeah.
Where can people find your stuff, or like the website and stuff like that, or personal coaching? How can they find you? I know they can find you on YouTube at Trent Genius, right? Is it Trent Genius or did you change
Trent Genius?
Trent Genius, right?
Yeah, Trent.
Yeah, that's changing from my regular name to something more catchy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was like, did you notice the difference? Because I was like, yo, this dude built a brand. And then he was like, yo, he's Trent Genius. I was like, nah, it's Trent Henderson, bro. I've been watching the dude for years. And then I had to stand corrected when I looked at it. I was like, oh, shit, okay.
And we want to shout you out right now. So just go ahead and put out your information so people can find you.
Okay, yeah, I'm on YouTube. My name is Trent Genius.
Okay.
Like, genius, like, literally genius. Trent Genius, T-R-E-N, genius. But if you want to get, like, courses, such as the YouTube course, which I teach people how to become successful on YouTube faster than I did, because I know a little bit more about it now after 5 years. I can help you with that course. I got a relationship course if you're trying to get a special person in your life, a specific person. I got purpose course. I can help you find your purpose. I got all kind of course. You just got to go to my website, www.thelivingrealm.com. R-E-A-L-M thelivingrealm.org. If you go to thelivingrealm.org, you can find all the courses on the courses tab. But under all my videos on YouTube, TransGenius,
yeah, right,
I got all that stuff in the description section, and sometimes I have it listed in the comment section too. So it's multiple ways you can get a course from me or something. Or if you just want to support me, I got Patreon and I got Cash App. You know how to say that, right?
I like the Cash App too.
Yeah, this dude was like, yeah, he told me. I was like, yeah, like, you don't got a Cash App? Nah, bro.
By the way, we're looking for sponsors. Cash App. Sponsor.
And not only that, people, this dude, he actually gives you his time with his courses. So he'll actually, from what I read, he will call you, be able to speak to him live, one-on-one, and actually connect with him, which is huge, because there's not a lot of people that have over 100,000 subscribers giving you their time. They're selling you a course that is a module that you don't have any interaction with an actual person. That's why I was like, when you had the course, I was like, yo, you get to speak to this guy? Get out of here.
That's pretty cool.
That just a testament. Like I said, it's a testament to who you are. A lot of people won't, once they reach a certain height of success, they don't look back, or they don't give their time. How is amazing is that you're following someone, and like I said, you're obtainable. Like I said, I wrote you because I watched your thing, and I saw, oh shoot, this dude gave his email. So I was like, oh, he gave his email. I was like, hey, I definitely going to get your course, but dude, we got a podcast. I'd love, yo, when you responded back, I was like, yo, this man responded. I couldn't believe it. I was like, yo, this dude responded back to the email.
I keep it real, bro. I don't want to be like these public figures, bro, who just so high and they light that they can't even talk to nobody. It's like they just on the other side of a glass, bro. And it's like they don't never want to reach out to the other fans. And it's like they just too good. You know what I'm saying? Crazy. And I do not want to be like nothing. I don't want to be like none of them.
Which you're not, bro, which is amazing. Like I said, I had this dude email and he gave me his number, which is not. I'm kidding.
It goes back to him being a humble person, though. It goes back to him being a humble person, knowing where he came from, knowing his vision, knowing what he wants in life, knowing he wants to help people. It goes back to that.
Yeah, absolutely. It goes back goes back to who you are.
Yeah.
And like I said, you're staying true to that, which is amazing. And yeah, I got a question too. So us getting your course, would it benefit our podcast, you think, from what we have going on YouTube? Because we're putting the podcast on YouTube.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Of course. Of course. I'll tell you everything you need to know.
Awesome.
And then some. Of course, ain't nothing but $75.
Yeah, exactly. Which is crazy. Like I said, $75, you get the course for YouTube to actually. And I think it's a beautiful thing if anyone has kids out there, I think it's a beautiful thing, because I have two daughters. Raymond's got kids.
Do I?
Raymond's got kids. How many kids you got, Raymond?
Enough.
This dude got kids.
Enough.
His wife went and get the Angela Jolie and adopted kids from every continent. God damn it. He got Nigerians. He got Ethiopian. What do you got in your household, bro?
Kids.
Yo,
we got Haitians, we got Africans, and then we have Americans, okay?
Woo! Bruh. You missed the Australians, bro.
Well, actually, two of the kids were born in Japan, so but they're white though. So
oh really?
Yeah.
Oh wow. That's crazy.
You adopted kids?
Yeah, my wife did it. She adopted some kids, yeah. Adopted three.
Oh man, that's lifestyle, man. I know it's fun. You know, you got some great kids, right?
Oh, they're amazing. They're amazing kids, man. It's just it's a lot. But they're listen, they're amazing kids, though, man. They have a lot of energy. They're smart kids. I mean, it's to watch them grow and to the people they become it's amazing to watch them grow.
I have two daughters and they're a lot. So I just imagine your kids is a lot. But the thing about it, what I wanted to mention, anyone listening to this, is we have kids, and I'm telling my girls, like, yo, don't go work for someone, go start a YouTube. But us not having the knowledge of it, it's like, okay, I can say go do this, but if you don't have the knowledge or the information, it's hard. You know, because it's like, who to trust? Go, oh yeah, do this $300 and $400 course. But is it really going to help? Is someone going to hold your hand and walk you through it? And I think the fact that your thing is affordable, that It's something you can get your kids in, that they can actually become entrepreneurs and start providing for themselves, in a sense that, you know, whenever they...
Well said.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I think that's the beautiful... Because that's where we're heading. I don't want my kids to work for anyone. I want them to work for themselves.
Yeah.
I want them to be better than me.
I mean, and then too, it's like, even if they do have a job in reality, like their passion job in reality, why not put it on the internet, the world wide web right now, while it's like hot? You know,
exactly.
It's like, it's a win-win situation. You know, it's like, and you can do anything. You can be a chef. You can teach math. You can build cars. You can play with slime. You can be a life coach. You can do anything. And it allows that kid to be creative and to be able to express themselves. And it's going to really blow their mind when they actually have people that watch them and is able to interact with them.
Yes.
So as a kid doing YouTube, you can just, your kid will become ingenious. Like, they will build such great rapport skills, interpersonal skills, conversation skills, to be able to know that they have people that watch them for whatever content that they provide. Like, it's priceless, man.
It is. Wow. Yeah, I agree.
Dude, that's amazing. That's what, and like I said, I'm going to definitely do it for the podcast and for us, for the kids, for the kids.
And this is for him, though.
We all have, I don't know about you, Raymond, but I've always had aspirations for YouTube, because it's like the celebrity you can touch that's real. Like, the beauty about YouTube is you get famous for being you. You don't get famous for you know, so they love you because you're a good person, or they love you because you're an asshole. But either way, it's you who you are, and people are drawn to it. So it's not like an actor pretending to be something. Mm-hmm. And then you find out the actor is not the character you fell in love with for all these years. You're like, oh my gosh, you're not really that person. You were just pretending. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like, all right.
Why they call it YouTube.
Yep.
You. It's exactly. About you.
Hey, beautiful. Beautiful.
Exactly. Well, all said. About you, man. www.thelivingrealm.org, guys. And we are gonna have that in the video. We're gonna have that in the description as well.
Hey, y'all have a good weekend.
All right, brother. God bless, brother. Have a good one.
All right.
Most definitely, man. Peace out, y'all. Thanks. Love so y'all, much. Man.
Love you too, brother.